At the moment, the customers on either side of me were getting close-up demonstrations of the CH2's charms. To my right, a lithe Russian woman with cropped dark hair, perky round breasts, and a black leather thong had both legs wrapped around my neighbor's waist. She had his head cupped in her hands and was rubbing her breasts against his cheeks as she jerked her lower body up and down against his crotch. To my left, a short Japanese girl with dyed blonde hair and a silk kimono, cut away to reveal a truly spectacular feat of mammarian structural engineering, had turned herself completely upside down, engaging in an erotic handstand worthy of the next Summer Olympics. Her hands were flat on the floor, her body twisting like a drunken serpent, while her thighs clenched tight around the shocked face of a middle-aged real estate agent from somewhere in the Midwest. These two dances were not exceptions, but the rule. In some darkened corners, the lock of bodies was so libidinous, I felt like I could get arrested just for watching. This was a side of Vegas that made it the most popular bachelor party destination in the history of mankind. An oasis of sexual freedom represented on one end of the spectrum by the topless showgirls who performed in some of the major casinos, and on the other by the whorehouses just outside the Las Vegas city limits. Prostitution itself was not legal in Las Vegas. You had to travel 40 minutes to indulge legally in the oldest profession, but for many, the CH2 was the next best thing. I was trying my best not to watch the Japanese gymnast or the Russian turbo thruster when a tall blonde in a black silk teddy walked right in front of me. She put her hands on her hips, pushing her ample chest forward, and gave me a pouty red smile. "You look like you could use some company." I started to stammer that I was waiting for someone when she dropped roughly onto my lap. Her perfume was overpowering, a mix of flowers and citrus, and her breasts were like pillows against the side of my head. She leaned close to my ear. "I'm April. Kevin Lewis said you wanted to interview me for some book." I raised my eyebrows, surprised. From Kevin's description, I had been expecting someone older to meet me at the designated spot. April looked to be about 25, with wide blue eyes and a smooth, girlish face. She wasn't the hardened man-eater I would have envisioned, knowing her background. She had spent the past 6 years as an exotic dancer here in Vegas, first at the Paradise, and now that she was past her prime in stripper's terms, at the CH2. For most of that span, she had also worked as a high-priced escort, contracting herself out to various hosts at the posh strip casinos. In other words, April had been another perk available to the high rollers, along with the champagne, the filet mignon, and the celebrity suites. I introduced myself and asked if there was somewhere quiet we could talk. April smiled, then took my hand and led me to the entrance to the Emperor's room. It wasn't what I had in mind, but April didn't leave any room for argument. She wasn't hard on the outside, but inside she knew how to play the game. It cost me $300 for an hour of her time, and a $20 tip to the VIP bouncer for an isolated couch in the back of the dark alcove.